Hello, my name is Michael Abdulki, and I am the owner of Mansour Jewelers on the Ithaca Commons. Mansour Jewelers has been a family business since 1980. My uncle opened up the store, and soon thereafter asked my father to hop on board and help him run the show. It wasn't until, I believe, the 90s where my father took over full ownership. It was something I never thought I would become a part of. I grew up in Ithaca, and my passion was always hockey. After graduating from Ithaca High School in 2013, I continued to play 3 years of junior hockey with the intention of playing a Division III program, which didn't quite end up planning out. My father became ill during my final year or two of hockey, and I was faced with the decision of either going to college, mainly for hockey, and not quite knowing what I wanted to do after. And helping out my father with the business seemed like a much, much, much smarter decision. He put so much time and effort into building a business with such a great reputation that it would have been heartbreaking for, I think, myself and my entire family if I had passed that up. The main thing I learned from my father are always to be kind, to listen to your customers, and treat your customer looking for a $100 ring the same way you would treat the $50,000 customer. One of the challenges I faced is learning how to read the customer properly. What's their budget is kind of the big question. It's not really a question you want to lead with, though, even though sometimes you kind of have to. Usually I'll ask several questions like, what are you looking for? What's really jumped out? Have they showed you any pictures of what they really like? What size stone do you want? Do you want diamond or some other gemstones? Things like this can usually give you a good idea as to what they're looking to spend, or at least they'll just end up telling you what their budget is after those questions, which makes the process much, much easier for me. With the design process, my biggest goals are making the perfect ring for the customer are making sure it's practical. The last thing I want is for the customer's piece to get in the way. I don't really want, you know, sticking your hand in your bag or your pocket or something like that and having it constantly catch something like doing the dishes or cleaning the house or when you're at work, if you're typing on the keyboard. I don't want it to be in your way. A lot of places will set the stone so it's as high as possible to make it look as large as possible of a diamond. But I find that those just end up being uncomfortable and people are constantly complaining. So I steer clear of that altogether. That being said, I try to design most rings so they have a smooth taper to the side of the diamond. That's less likely to snag or damage clothes or anything like that. So pretty much what that means is instead of having it sticking up as high as possible, as I mentioned before, I'll try to build it so the side of the ring kind of tapers in to almost about halfway up the diamond just for comfort. It keeps a very, very similar look, but adds all the comfort in the world. You also have to make sure you're complementing the features of the customer. A lot of the times we'll try to match aquamarine earrings for bright blue eyes or a rich color emerald pendant for vibrant green eyes. Even with rings, the best way to go isn't always going for the largest possible diamond. A 4-carat oval-shaped diamond may not be the best idea for someone with a size 4 finger, say. The last thing I want is for the diamond to overpower the wearer and to be in your face. So I'll often suggest going for something that's a little bit smaller to fit their build better. It's not about milking the most money out of people. That's one thing that I think a lot of salespeople sort of miss. Yes, of course the $50,000 sale would be great, but if it's something that's just going to cause problems, then it's something I'd rather steer clear from. I would rather do the right thing and make sure that it's something that's going to be good and comfortable for the customer at all time. The goal is always to do the right thing and educate the client. Most of all, I want people to share their story. When somebody walks into Mansour Jewelers and picks out their perfect ring and shows their friends what they got, I want their jaw to drop. Humans are a beautiful species, and jewelry only adds to that beauty. My absolute favorite part of what I do is being able to educate customers and building those everlasting relationships. It's extremely rewarding to me knowing that I helped someone create a beautiful ring, which many consider to be the perfect symbol of love and commitment.